So we start off with our author talking about if you consider some of the Christianity's distinctive key teachings individually in isolation from the whole, they can seem very hard to believe. Quite outlandish, in fact.
Donkeys,
you know, men rising from the dead more than once, you know, people doing, they're in one place and then they're in the next place.
Teleportation, I guess, something like that.
Right. Feeding the 5,000, which when I was little, I was just thought Jesus was really good at division.
Yeah.
But it's really multiplication he's really good at.
Yeah, really.
So so those are things. So instead of taking this viewpoint of individual ones, Christianity doesn't say, oh, you know, have this be a portion of your economic view or have this be only consider your morality view. No, no, it's everything impacts it. You understand it, if you want to claim it's true, it's not just these little points of view, it's these big ones. So things like God made the universe out of nothing, God speaks to us today through a 2,000-year-old book, God became a human being and died, you know, outlandish things through and through for today's standard, I guess.
Yeah, but here's the point I think he's trying to make here, is that you can't properly evaluate Christianity by considering each of its teachings in isolation.
Right.
You have to put them together and examine Christianity as kind of an integrated whole.
Right.
So when you do that, you discover that Christianity locks itself together, he tells us, in a very tight way. Its various claims explain and support one another so that they're tightly interwoven.
Right.
So consequently, when each of its individual teachings is understood in the light of the whole, he says, given that perspective, then Christianity makes excellent sense when you look at the whole picture. Right.
So things like the Trinity, right? If we talk about, Jesus claims he's God, but then monotheistic religion, it doesn't make sense.
Is it a monotheistic religion or is it polytheism?
Right.
Do they have multiple gods kind of
thing? Right. So again, if you take these things in isolation, if you only let James speak within James and not the whole gamut of the writings of Christianity, then we could run into these contradictions, but it's only because if you took a sentence like the Bible says that there is no God. Well, okay, the fool says in his heart there's no God, but we just wanted to focus on that one part.
Yeah.
So you sometimes have to read.
So if
read
we take a little piece, we can make that mean almost anything.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly. And we wouldn't want that to happen to us today. And so that's what we want to encourage here. So we're more than the sum of the parts kind of deal. Yeah. So if you stand up close and look at an impressionist painting, it looks like a collection of rather careless, random brushstrokes or, you know, your little dots. If you remember Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and then you pull back and it's like, you know, the beach on the countryside or whatever what the famous painting is. You need to take a step back. Only when you view those brushstrokes in the context of the whole picture, you can truly appreciate the genius of the artist.
Yeah.
And those magic eye paintings, I still haven't been able to get them to work. And no matter what you do, you know, go cross-eyed and hold it far away. So I'll just take people's word for it that it's a sailboat. The whole is more than the sum of the individual parts.
Right.
It's more than just the brushstrokes. It's the brushstrokes that lead to the creation of the tree in the forest.
Right. And so he says the same is true, of Christianity. His point here is a simple one, but it's kind of often overlooked, right? If we're going to consider whether Christianity should be believed, whether Christianity is true and reasonable, he tells us, then we need to judge it as a whole on its own terms and in its own context.
Right.
As with so many things, Christianity is far more than the sum of its parts, right?
People are like onions. Trolls are like onions, right? That's what Shrek taught us. So Christianity is a worldview. One way to appreciate this point is to recognize that Christianity is a worldview. It's more than just how you live your life as far as it goes to your money or to your morality or how you treat your children or how you work in the family.
Mm.
It envelops everything that it's supposed to do. If Christianity is true, then how does it affect what I believe about outer space and inner space?
Yeah.